Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
When your crush signed in.
Oh, I would have my speaker to the max be doing things in the house, and I would hear,
Who came in? Yeah, yeah.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Nope, not this. Can't do this. Oh, shit, look at this. Happy birthday to you. How are we making a music video right now? Wow, welcome to the show, everybody. Wow, I feel like a real talk show host with the music coming
Hello,
in.
Everybody. All right, we're here.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. Something went wrong with Vinny. I'm here. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
Thank you. We did. We weren't really going to record today, but I was like, it's my birthday. I guess I'll share some, just what it feels like being 37. I guess it's on the day itself, 11/11.
Make a wish.
Veterans Day. I always had off school on my birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the cupcake celebration, though?
What's that?
You ever, like, do you remember, like, when it was someone's birthday, they do, like, a little pizza party or a cupcake celebration?
For,
like,
I guess.
Like, the first couple grades?
I guess I didn't, because it never was my actual birthday, on my birthday.
That's how you got the anxiety.
And I'm one of those guys that's, like, once your birthday is over, it's over.
Yeah.
You know, I feel corny, like, celebrating it. Like, I went out Saturday for the first time in a while, and, like, I couldn't even be, like, can you, like, put a sign that says it's my birthday? Because It was, like... What was Saturday? I'm bad at math. 2 days before the 11th.
Ninth?
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people would have taken that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's technically the weekend of your birthday.
Yeah. It's like Halloween. It's like, what are we doing? We're celebrating in a week in advance wearing costumes and shit like
and
that.
And it does get a little cringe. You get older, it gets a little cringe.
Yeah.
You know?
It's stressful on your birthday for a lot of reasons. Number one, the text messages.
Okay.
They come through and you want to answer every single person. Can't be a dick. And then with my DMs, like, I have OCD, so I gotta, like, answer every single one of them.
Oh my god.
So all the tortas are
damn
saying happy birthday.
Did you just do, like, a little like, or you did, like, a little thanks, baby torta?
Depends on which one. If you're kind of just on the outskirts, you get a little like.
You get a little, yeah.
If you're kind of like a little like OnlyFans girl.
Yeah,
it's funny how each one gets, like, their own, like. It is kind of interesting, though, how, like, you can kind of read the vibe of, like, how to text and talk to somebody depending on, like, their digital body language.
Yeah, there should be a class to help people with that stuff.
Yeah.
Especially young people.
Well, we had a girl on the podcast once, a dating coach, and she said digital body language is a real thing.
100%.
Because now we live in a world where everyone meets online and through apps, and you could really, like, truly catch a vibe through somebody, like, oh, this person's going to be very... easy to communicate with.
Yeah.
This person is mature versus, like, this person is dry as fuck. However, it is a good, it is a pleasant surprise when somebody is dry as fuck through text, but then in person they're lit. You ever have that happen? You've been taken for a while.
So. I've been taken for a while. Yeah. I've usually, it's like, you know.
Well, let me tell you.
I don't care. you tell me.
Sometimes, Pat, you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you have people that are just dry as fuck, and then that's how they're going to be in real life. But then sometimes people, like, I dated a girl, I ended up dating her, who had, like, crazy personality, but through the phone and shit, she was, like, one word, and through the Instagram, like, never revealed, like, any kind of personality.
Was this person just not tech savvy, or didn't enjoy the phone, Or they, that's just,
I feel like hot girls are just like so inundated with like guys throwing dick at them for, yeah, for like every second of the day, yeah, that they just have to have this like wall up. And you know,
how did you handle that?
All the dick?
Yeah. No, the
I no, like she did enough to make you feel secure.
Okay.
So there's a difference between just like someone being dry and making you feel insecure on the other end versus like someone who's dry but like is all, but is really actually communicating,
yeah,
and like making you feel like you're not, it's not like someone who's not making you feel like a priority.
Yeah.
They're just like a little mysterious. I do like a little bit of mystery, you know. On the other, on the flip side of that, when someone's like writing paragraphs, you're like, all right, slow down a little bit.
You so know?
Like
you got
a yapper.
Yeah. So did you play it cool? Did you, yeah, just kind of like, oh, okay, I'll match this energy.
I played it cool. Eventually we do a FaceTime. I see if the FaceTime is, better, you know what I'm saying? And then you just bite the bullet and you do the in-person meetup, yeah, and then see what happens, you know? But yeah. So anyway, so a lot of incoming DMs today for the birthday, and then you have to repost everybody on your story. I wish I can repost like all the fans. You know, I'm doing some fans and stuff like that. I'm doing the fans that are like posting unique things about me, not, yeah, just reposting my post.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like some of them are like are really. As I get older, I don't. I mean, I've always loved the fans and shit, but like as I get older, it means a lot when somebody like supports you and come out to see you and they have this own personal experience with you, whether it was at like Chippendales comedy, listening to the podcast or, yeah, whatever, versus just like, oh, I love you. And then just like post like a repost your post.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to earn it.
Yeah. I love that. But yeah, I'm 36 today. I mean, I'm 37 today. Wow. I was going to say it feels a lot like 36. It's not really much happening in those, yeah, years. I feel like 39, 40 is going to be a more of a like big transitional kind of period for me.
Do you worry, yeah, about getting close to 40?
No, not really. I mean, you know, where I am in life, like health-wise and being mature and shit like that. And I'm so glad like the partying and everything just like naturally slowed down and stuff. Like I feel like this is a good era for me to, you know, start a family.
Oh, you party, Vinny?
I wouldn't
know that.
What's crazy is that, oh,
your birthday, we don't drink.
I partied. That's my point. Figs is mad because we're not drinking today.
Guy's birthday.
How old are you?
34.
You're 34. All right. You're still a little younger than me. I was still kind of getting after it.
Not as healthy.
At 34.
Definitely not healthy.
Definitely not healthy.
Should stop partying.
You look like Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, so
it breaks my heart that I've befriended the blue Power Ranger of the fucking Jersey Shore.
What's the blue Power Ranger? He's
corny?
He was
corny? Like the nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
well,
like, oh, I don't party no more. I gotta run the marathon.
Well, I've always been corny, but I used to party. Yeah. I was like a partying nerd.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a nerd.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a nerd.
There was dust on your liquor bottles.
The blue Power Ranger. Wasn't he the cool one?
He was the one with the glasses. He was smart and he had the glasses. And he was like, look, we got to fight Zordon.
Who was like the
the Green Ranger. The red.
Green was like the jock.
The green was like, oh, he had like long hair and he was.
Okay.
He had a flute.
The green was the, yeah.
Red Ranger was the captain. It was Billy, the Red Ranger.
Oh, so red meant.
He was a cat. I'm kidding.
Red meant a true Republican
There's
leader.
There's Vinny over here. I can't. It's my birthday, but I'm not going to drink.
Wow.
I'll have an Urban Mighty.
I am the Blue Ranger of the Jersey Shore. Let's go through them. Let's see who's. Wait, no. Let's see who's who.
Oh.
Of the Jersey Shore.
Well, I mean, you got the Red Ranger.
I know there's a black one in there. That's probably going to be Paulie.
Yeah, Paulie's the Black Ranger.
All right,
that's
so,
Vinny because he dies and then comes back.
So Tommy?
I mean, that's Mikey. Mikey.
Oh, that's Mike?
Tommy's Mikey because
he dies and comes back.
He dies and comes back as the White Ranger. So the Green Ranger is when he's fucking, you know.
I got you. So yeah, Mike goes through like a transformation.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the hot one, right?
This is the captain. This is MTV. This is MTV. Jason represents MTV controlling you guys.
No, this is Paulie.
Oh, that's
Paulie is okay. Like the figurehead of what's going on.
Okay, that's Paulie. MTV is Zordon. Sorry.
Yes. What about the girls? Oh, there's only, okay, the black one.
I think that's Paulie. Are you sure that's not Paulie?
That could be Paulie, but I don't know.
That's that.
We didn't have a black cast member. Ooh. I was the closest thing to a black.
You probably were, yeah, the closest, yeah.
Now, Kimberly was, is that Snooki?
Nah, she's J-Wow. Kimberly is the hottest one. I knew I was a straight kid when I was obsessed with Kimberly.
And J-Wow's boobs?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe this is Snooki.
That's Snooki.
How many girls were there? Why don't I remember them?
Just two. At first, oh, it was there just was two. It was mad racist. The Yellow Ranger was Asian.
Yeah.
Then Aisha eventually became. Then they were like, all right, let's get Aisha in there.
Wait, so did they kill off the other one? Or she just like, was it like just like the actress changed one day?
It was one of those things where it was like a new season and it was like, you know, the whole cast changed.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I remember watching the original. That's crazy. I watched like the original fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It's probably still on.
It's huge.
Oh, really?
And there's 15 different like varieties. There's like Dino Rangers, Turbo Rangers, you know, Fossil Rangers. There's all these different things. It's huge. It's furry.
I used to watch that. Was it on Nickelodeon? I wonder what it was on. Disney?
I feel like Power Rangers was on Nickelodeon, but I might be.
I was a Nickelodeon kid. I wasn't a Disney kid.
I was Nickelodeon too.
Yeah. I was big into, when I was little, I used to watch Gullah Gullah Island.
Loved Gullah Gullah Island. Gullah Gullah Island was a show.
And Let's Play Together in the Bright Sunny Weather. Let's all go to. And it had like that weird tadpole thing that didn't look like a tadpole.
Yeah. 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 It was a little strange.
It just looked like a torta.
It was a torta island. torta island. Torta Island. We should do a show called Torta Island.
Yeah. My next dating show.
Dude,
that's crazy. Well, we're gonna put their babies in another house.
If you get eliminated, the baby gets eliminated, or you get your baby back if you get eliminated.
That'd be
but if
so
you win,
sad.
You don't get your child. Yes. Goes away forever. You get to live your life with Vinny with no child.
No, because like when I did Double Shot at Love, I had to like break up with a girl every week. Imagine like her son is there with her. It'd be so heartbreaking. I'm like,
Papa,
like sorry.
Papa. Can I co-host your podcast, Papa? Sorry, kid.
Sorry, little Jimmy. No food for you.
Hi, Papa.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so definitely feeling more transformative into... It is a little bit of a confusing type of space, I would say, just because, you know, I used to get my rocks off from the partying. You know, like every night was like a different way to get after it. And the nightlife community was almost like my community.
Yeah.
You know, it was like my tribe. So now I'm like a little bit like, all right, I can't really hang out with those people too much because they're going out at 1 a.m. and ripping. I still love them, but I'm not like on their wave.
Yeah.
All my other boys that I grew up with started families and everything like that. So now I'm just kind of like, I think the time, this all leads to the reason why people settle down, I think, is just because I think life itself just tells you where you are.
Yeah.
It's no longer about like, so are you ready to do this and stuff? It's like a bunch of different factors just happen like in the ecosystem of life that I think you become ready to settle down.
What was the biggest party you went to? Like just like on a grand scale? Like, well, this is intense.
Nothing's bigger than Vegas. I mean, you know, doing Chippendales, that's the thing too. Everybody is always, I'm trying not to say the word like as much.
It's so difficult.
There's an app, I think, that like, fuck, I just did it.
Yeah, it's
there's an app that pinches you or something.
Really?
It like zaps you. I mean, not really, but it does something to you when it like, fuck. But it listens and everything. So I'm being conscious of that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so
OCD shit, brother.
So Vegas. Well, I think you sound like fuck.
Yeah.
Do you say it? Do you say it?
I haven't said.
You don't
it
even
yet.
Know, bro. It's one of those things where when you listen to it, you hear how much you say it.
Yeah.
But when you're not listening for it, you can't even tell.
Whoa.
That it's happening.
That's like grinding your teeth. I grind my teeth all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
I probably say it, but I just. Haven't realized yet, but now I'm being really careful.
I'm being mad careful. People do that and ums, but you know how it is with
ums. I am a lot.
You do a lot?
I am too much. I gotta lower the ums.
You gotta lower the
way
ums.
Way too many ums.
In comedy isn't great.
Vegas was the biggest party. Which?
So last year I was at a restaurant. I just wanted to have a low-key dinner.
Okay.
And the waitress was shaming me for not drinking. And it was the same thing. It was a Monday or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was borderline obsessive with it.
Yeah.
To where me and my boy started getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You know, we were...
Because then it seems like she's... I just said like. But I said, it seems like she's...
Yeah.
Trying to be a salesman and not a good waitress, not an attentive waitress.
Right.
Not hospitable. Because
you deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Being a waiter.
All right. You don't have to blow my spot, but that's fine.
Hey.
I mean, I say it every...
No shame.
Sorry.
So... She was literally every time I said I didn't want one, she was, it's your birthday.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
You have to do it, blah, blah, blah.
That's too much.
So that's corny. So, so the partying, but that ties into who I am. You know, when I tell people like, I'm not sorry about not doing it because I've lived so many lives.
Yeah. Well,
bro,
Kanye shit, bro.
Chippendales, dude. People usually go to Vegas for a weekend.
Yeah.
One weekend a year, if that,
every
5 years. And I had like 6 residencies there, and every single weekend was people's dream party weekend.
Yeah.
So I just don't really, I'm desensitized to it. I just don't get that same thrill from drinking. Now, I will do it if I'm talking to someone, I'm with a lady that I want to show her my festive side. I want to see her festive side. I believe in you really get to see who someone is through social settings.
Yeah.
So I will go to a club for that. But also it is fun when like your old boys are in town
for
and
sure.
they want to go out. That happened to me Saturday.
Ah, that's the best. Seeing your old pals is always great.
Yeah, we went to Harbor. It's a ratchet New York City spot. And I say ratchet in a great way.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the One Oak days, and the One Oak days, that was the spot for all the bridge and tunnel people to go. It was, you had like Staten Island Queens tortas mixing it up with Travis Scott and Leo.
Whoa.
And Rihanna.
Whoa.
Everybody was just at that spot, and for some reason, it just blended perfectly.
Was it beautiful? Was it like dark and loud, or was it just like, whoa, stunning in the inside?
It was dark, loud, and stunning on the inside. It was the perfect setup of a club. Shout out One Oak NYC. If you watch the movie, what's the Adam Sandler movie when he was the jeweler? Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
That's where they filmed the scene with The Weeknd.
I gotta see it.
You didn't see Uncut Gems?
No, I gotta watch that part. Uncut Gems made me nervous the whole time. But
nah, Oak, when you walked in, like everything was wood and it was dark and it was the perfect, you could either have a table or didn't have a table. It was perfect.
I got so many questions for you.
So now when I went to this place, Harbor,
what was that like?
Well, I did an appearance there last year and there were so many fucking beautiful girls there. I was like, I didn't even know I had this still in me, you know, but I don't mix it up with them. Like there were all women and people that still party in New York City that aren't stuck up. Like the places I go to in Soho, it's models, it's stuck up. They're not clubs.
These are real people.
These are real people.
These people excited.
Yeah. And these are the hot girls.
Yeah.
The hot girls are the ones, you know, the nurses, the eyelash technicians, you know, these are the real ones. The models are cool. I fuck with them, but they're just, you know, all
stuck up,
vaped and blowed out, you know?
Yeah, that's not attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it was good going up there and hanging out with people that have
souls.
And they're playing hip hop. And I think the whole hip hop scene in New York kind of disappeared. It used to be heavy in New York, especially at One Oak, but now it's a lot of house music and EDM at the clubs downtown. And then that's the one of the last ones standing where they do hip hop.
That's always cool.
So I like hip hop at nighttime. I can't deal with the same beat over and over again in a nightclub.
Yeah, you want to groove. You want to have a good time.
Yeah. And that's where the tortas go.
That's where the tortas go. Vinny got a torta.
Thick thighs and shit. Like they're going to.
So
they're going to Harbor.
Let me ask you a question. When you were in Vegas, and this, I know we have a lot of lady listeners. When you were in Vegas, did you like fucking just take down, and did you just make a woman's dreams? Like, did you just find a chick? Like, you know what? I like you. You're a fan of mine. Come over here, and I'm going to rock your world.
wow. I think so. I think.
The vaginas are drying.
I think so. I mean, when the first time I did Chippendales, there was, for some reason, I think I was just more making myself open to that. You know, it was my first time too. So I was going through the experience with them. I was like, you want to fuck me? this is great. You know? and then as I got old, and they were girls that were like in the audience, bachelorette parties. Those girls were horny.
Yeah.
You know, and they see you naked on stage, and I looked good too. Looking back on it, I'm like, fuck, man. Because back then I thought I had body dysmorphia. I'm like, I'm fat. But I don't know. I look good. And we had some good times. But my point is, like, overall, though, that was never really the vibe with people from. I've hooked up with women from the audience, but the overall vibe was more of like, everybody comes to Vegas.
Yeah.
So my dream Instagram model would come there and she'd be like, hey, can I come to your show tonight? So now, like, my sight is set on her. It's like when you do comedy and you have, like, a special guest in the audience.
It's like Usher when he goes into the crowd, starts giving girls cherries.
Yes, and he goes a little harder when Keke Palmer is in the audience. Yeah. You know, when Tyla's in the audience, he's going ham.
Yeah.
So I used to do shit like that. And then afterwards, I would take them out because I was the king of Vegas. I had to plug every single place, didn't have to pay for anything. Vegas is, like, the best for... I always say Vegas and New York are the best for hospitality, meaning the club owners and the people like that really take care of their own. Miami, kinda, but I kinda sometimes feel like a fucking loser in Miami.
Yeah.
But not when I go to live. That, like, the Grutman group, they're pretty cool because my girl Irish Sarah, she hooks up everybody. But sometimes you go to cities and, you know, you don't feel the love. But New York and Vegas, doesn't matter what the fuck is going on. You know, they could have Kanye performing and I'd be comfortable at a table. So anyway, so these girls would come and then, I would never have the experience to be able to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But Vegas is that central spot that brought everybody together.
Yeah.
And some of them I would fucking, to this day, like, marry.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're still in touch, but they live in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas is magical. Miami makes me scared. Like, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Like, hearing you talk about it, like, and thinking of Miami, I'm thinking,
it's
like,
so
drug lords and, like...
Yeah, but it's also so superficial.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere where you have to compete with, whether it's billionaires or people making believe they're billionaires, is corny.
Yeah, yeah.
New York, like, it doesn't matter, you know? If you're cool, you're cool. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, these promoter kids, some of them have no money, but they fucking are in the club and shit. And also, like I said, the people that work for the clubs are some of my best friends that they'll always hook me up if I'm like, hey, I'm coming in, you know, whatever. So, but Vegas was like that too. Vegas is like the, you know, because Vegas is used to high rollers.
Yeah.
So they're used to hooking people up and saying, hey, I'll give you a bottle and hey, I'll give you a section and stuff,
and stuff,
you know? Meanwhile, on Staten Island at like Arby's, they won't give me a French fry. Cause I'm like, can I get a drink or something? You know, like I'll post you guys and they're like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really just like who's about hospitality.
Okay, people, today's episode is brought to you by Tushy. Let me tell you something about Tushy, guys. Before they even sponsored this podcast, I was in love with Tushy. I was looking up how to get a Tushy because I'm active in these streets and sometimes the toilet paper just not cut it for me. With Tushy, you can turn any toilet bowl into a fancy bidet. You don't need an electrician. You don't need a plumber. It's easy to install. And I have 3 bathrooms in here. I already have 1 Tushy. I want to have 3 Tushies in this house. It sounds a little weird. But yeah, I mean, I'm a runner. I go running every day. And, you know, sometimes you got to just prepare. You got to prepare because you get a lot of dampness and things happening down there. But not with Tushy, because Tushy, there's like a power nozzle that just gets it off. And it's amazing. I recommend it to everybody. If you want to turn any toilet seat into a bidet, you got to get Tushy, okay? Smart spray nozzle. It's a game changer. It's a game changer for your health. We don't want to just spread around bacteria with toilet paper. We want to actually get rid of the bacteria and this is how you do it. So yeah, they sent me a t-shirt that says, ask me about my butthole. And I'm telling you about my butthole right now. My butthole has never felt fresher and cleaner because of Tushy. All right, guys, let's do the call to action. Feel shower fresh when you need it the most. And join the 2 million butts who are already switched to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when they use code VINNY at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. That's HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. Get your Tushy bidet today. You will not regret it. Your butthole will thank you later.
So anyway, I guess I was saying that I've lived many lives, and that's why I'm just turned off by the drinking and the alcohol and stuff.
You're over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got other things on your mind.
But not because, but I think that if you tallied it up, it would be just as much or if not more than someone who does it for a lifetime.
Whoa.
Like I said, I was at those clubs every night or, you know, every weekend or something where people might do them a couple times in their life.
Yeah. You ever been to a place where you're like, I'm never coming back to that fucking place again?
That happens quite often.
You're just like, this fucking place stinks.
Yeah, it all depends on the crowd. You can have, you know, a place could suck because they're playing just house music and it's a weird cokehead crowd.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, the same place the next night will be playing hip hop. It's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different promoters that come in and shit. So this year, man, gotta start the fam.
Yeah.
I mean, not start the fam. I gotta find the one.
Yeah.
Gotta find
Torta Island.
Torta Island.
Hosted by Mike Figgs.
Yeah.
Starring Vinny Guadagnino.
Yes. I would love that.
Torta
produced
Island.
By Patty Cliffs. Patty Cliffs. Produced by The Stand.
On Tubi.
Based in Staten Island.
On Tubi. Why does Tubi sound like the perfect spot for that?
Yeah.
Based in Staten Island. Nah.
Based in Argentina, baby.
Yeah.
Jackson Heights.
Astoria. Astoria. Take all those girls from Riviera Strip Club, from Riviera and Sugar Daddies, and put them in there.
Since we're on the subject, birthday poom poom.
Oh, birthday poom poom. I was saying, like, I want birthday poom poom, but I feel like birthday poom poom got to be special.
Yeah, right? It's got to be someone who's like, it's your birthday, and I want to make it special for you. Literally just repeating what you just said. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't mean special in a sexual way. I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, in general, I'm over really like hooking up with strangers.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that sounds crazy to say? Yeah. You know, like I kind of get it now. I don't really like hooking up with strangers, but
it's nerve wracking. You want to be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, birthday is a personal day. It's you know, you want to be around your family and people that you're close to and.
Your mom FaceTimes you. You have a rando next to
you. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like push her. Hey, mom.
I was going to say, I'm like, I want to have sex with my family on my birthday. but yeah, it would be nice. That would be a nice little gift.
A little birthday poom poom.
Yeah. And
the poom poom got to pick you. That's how it feels special. A girl got to reach out to you like, hey.
Well, I will say the DMs are good because they, on your birthday, like women that you think that are following you and shit that aren't really talking to you, they say happy birthday to you.
Oh.
So it gives you a nice little slide in to like,
oh, hey, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's
didn't
up?
Didn't know you were looking at my story.
Oh, I have no idea. Are you in town? You want to go to Harbor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like that's the cool part is I'm getting new connections, I feel, off of it. I mean, it'll probably be gone tomorrow. Also, you know, I have my birthday's 11/11. Supposedly, that's a portal number.
Make a wish.
Pat, can you look up what that is? What is 11/11 portal?
Oh, here we go. Now we're getting into it.
But I tell girls the universe sent me, you know, and every time to look at the clock at 11/11, that means that I'm the one for them. You know?
Come, my lady.
No,
come my
dead
lady.
Dead ass.
You're my butterfly.
Dead ass. They think I'm a angel or something. That's how much they're fucking.
It is a sign of divine guidance. So some believe that 11/11 is a sign that you are on the right path.
Okay.
And that the universe is supporting you.
That sounds like every horoscope shit ever.
Yeah. So, yeah. Literally, if you read all the horoscopes, it's just the same thing.
Angel numbers, portal numbers, you know.
You think you feel like that guy? You feel like him? You think you're him?
There have been some like little things that have happened to me in my life that I feel like him, like getting on Jersey Shore.
Big.
Crazy,
okay.
Crazy luck right there.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's all luck.
Yeah.
And then when I was a kid in the second grade at the holiday fair, there was one of those raffles where everyone puts in a thing, and the biggest gift to win during second grade was a computer.
Whoa.
Bro, second grade. Pat, how old are you?
28.
20. I'm 37 today. Wow. We had these holiday fairs, and I mean, little Staten Island Catholic schools always had these holiday
fairs. They're the best.
Yeah. Scholastic Book Fair.
What's that?
Where you would go get books.
No, this is a fucking raffle. People are drinking, having a good time. This is not Scholastic. No, I used to love Scholastic.
This is a holiday fair where they take the gymnasium. It's Christmas themed, and there's one little table that does gingerbread houses. Yeah. There's one that's selling fucking socks. And then there was the one raffle. The big raffle that year was a computer. So this is like before anyone had them in their house. And
a gateway.
I think it was a AST. Is that right? AST computer?
I don't know.
It was something like
Scholastic.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Do you want to learn a new language? I like learning new languages because, you know, I live in New York and I date a lot of spicy Latinas. And I would love to brush up on my Spanish. I don't know how to speak Spanish. I went to Colombia once to film a TV show, and it was embarrassing how little Spanish I knew. I could not communicate at all. So I definitely want to learn Spanish. I also want to learn Italian because I am from the mother country. I'm a disgrace to all Italians. When I did go to Italy on Jersey Shore, I was the one person that could communicate. I took intensive Italian from the College of Staten Island, okay? But I kind of lost it because I didn't use it. We just need to be smarter. We need to know different languages. And Rosetta Stone can help you with that. You can learn. It's a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It's fast language acquisition. It really immerses you in many ways. Speech recognition, built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. That's crazy. It's convenient. It's an amazing value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. T-O-D-A-Y. Let's go learn languages. All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Gobble, a delicious meal prep food company. But this is not your average meal prep. All the menus from Gobble are designed by professional chefs. The meal kits are pre-prepped and planned, but it is gourmet. It is chef-made ingredients, okay? You feel like you're eating at a five-star restaurant in your kitchen, and it's time-saving. You make it in like 15 to 20 minutes because all of the prep work is already done. They sent me the classic beef bourguignon, and it was amazing, okay? It was the best I ever had. Had mashed potatoes, too. Had cipollini onions. It had, like, a cremini mushroom, red wine glaze thing, rosemary thyme butter. Like, I am not buying these ingredients on my own. Usually, I'm just making some meat and vegetables. So, definitely next level. It's flexible. It's family-friendly. There's stuff for kids there, too. You pick what you want and then you order it. And then, like I said, it's super easy and simple to make. My favorite is that there's a lean and clean dinner plan because I love high protein, low carb, low calorie meals that are already prepped for me. Because if I'm cooking on my own, chances are that the meals are going to have high calories. But when someone already does all that work for you, you just sit there, it's portioned out, you eat it, you know how many calories you're eating. And like one serving of the beef bourguignon is like 660 calories. That's great. So definitely check it out. I want you guys to see what a difference
Gobble will make for your whole household. And right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You're going to get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG. That's GOBBLE.com/VINNYG today for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. You guys are going to love it. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG today and start eating good.
But yeah, so I put in the thing. Oh, I don't think it was an ASD. I put in the raffle for it, and then my cousin called me up the next day, and he's like, dude, you're going to get something really big on Monday. And I was like, oh, shit, because I won the computer.
Yeah.
Bro, crazy.
That's awesome.
That was like winning a fucking, what would that be equivalent to winning now? Like, I don't want to go.
Fucking Tesla.
Is it an AST?
Yeah, IBM. Like, oh wow, that's the one.
That
I
was my computer, dude.
That was the best one,
bro. That brings back so many memories.
That was the best.
You had that
one, yeah. The Windows 95.
Wow.
The big ass block. Redneck Rampage. I don't know if you remember that game.
No, I played Oregon Trail.
Do you remember the other game with the math, where it's like a scientist and it's like a math? Little kids go into a big castle and you have to figure out math problems.
That sounds advanced.
It sounds familiar.
That
right?
Sounds advanced. I think my shit was just Oregon Trail, Minesweep. Was that the one? Solitaire.
Okay, yours.
Like, I feel like
I had Windows 97. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. The kids are a little, I'm sorry.
And and then just crazy amount of cyber sex.
Really?
Just cyber sex.
How?
All night on AOL.
Napster? LimeWire?
No, AOL chat rooms.
Oh.
I was talking to fucking 47-year-old men.
Age, site, location.
ASL. I'd be like, 13M Staten Island. And then some fucking 50-year-old pedo was like, hey, I'm a 14-year-old. I live down the block from you. Want to cyber sex?
This makes so much sense.
Bro, we used to.
That's why you fucked up, Vinny.
Yeah.
Why you fucked up.
Bro, the chat rooms were insane. Imagine that. And then do you remember chat rooms or no?
Of course. No, I remember chat rooms. I remember the door being slammed in my face all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, hey, girl, what's up? Bang.
Oh, because that was in the.
XXX Jenny XX is signed off.
That was in the instant message, right?
That was the AOL instant messenger, yeah.
Bro, looking back to all the sluts that were in there, were all had to be dudes.
They were, whoa,
even today,
mind.
When I get like an XXX, you know, I'm coming for you. Yeah, it's a dude.
Damn it.
You know,
the Bangladesh dude.
Exactly. The girl said.
This whole time, I thought I was the man in sixth grade.
In the sixth grade, I thought I was cleaning up digital poom poom.
What was your screen name?
I had a couple.
Come on. What was the worst one?
Oh.
Give me two of them.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the original one, but one of my ones for a while was Vinny Boombots 11.
Hilarious.
But I had this other one called Pie for Me. Pimpin' is Easy for Me.
it's we're the same.
It writes itself.
We're the same. I had Shoddy to Your Body. I was an altar boy. What the fuck was I doing? I was an altar boy with shoddy to your body.
Yeah, well, the priest gave you a shoddy to your body.
Yeah. I'm going to therapy because.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Dude, what was wrong? We thought we were kings.
Yeah. Nah, the rooms were crazy. The rooms were kind of like, I guess, Twitter now.
I was afraid of the room. Yeah, the rooms were like overwhelming, but
you were
up in there, huh?
No, I was in the rooms. And then there were like actually celebrities of the internet in the rooms.
I never got that deep.
Like there would be, you'd go to the same room like every night.
Yeah.
And then there would be like the girl that everybody wants to talk to.
Yeah.
Who now looking back on it was probably 500 pounds.
It was a fucking dude.
Maybe. Where else did we lived in a different time than when hot girls didn't have a place to display their hotness all the time.
Yeah. It was just a pink, you know, sexy title.
That's it.
Princess 44.
Right.
And you're like, oh, fuck, Princess 44 is
on. Yeah. Now Princess 44 would have 1.1 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, 500,000 OnlyFans.
She'd be on a yacht somewhere. And But yeah, back then it was just a fucking, just, yeah, in the AOL chat room. And then it obviously transformed into AIM.
Yes.
AIM was
a little
like
bit
next,
tighter. A little bit
tighter.
Easier on the desktop.
Buddy list.
Buddy list.
Yeah. Not random chat rooms, you know?
Buddy list.
But I still feel like they had, like every time I watch To Catch a Predator, he's like, yeah, we saw you in the chat room.
Yeah, but, I don't know where. What chat room?
I don't know. Where are the pedophile chat rooms? Never thought I'd say that, folks.
Enough of the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Yeah. But that's how we know we were definitely talking to dudes back then, because that's the only place to catch pedophiles now.
Yeah.
No one's ever like, yeah, like, you know, we saw you on TikTok. They're like, we saw you in the chat, you know? Yeah. Oh my God. They're like signing on to like hotsexyteens.com or something like that.
So weird, man.
Yeah.
But so much fun back then. So exciting waiting for the message to come back or hearing the bling.
Bling when your crush signed in.
Oh, I would have my speaker to the max, be doing things in the house, and I would hear,
Who came in? Yeah. See if you could pull up the old sounds.
Yeah.
The who came in. And then the
door,
bro, getting a, like, I remember I was like, I had this crush on this one girl, and like, I used to just stare at her screen name and her screen name was like XO Lil BB 143.
Lil BB?
Even the screen names made them hot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like even the hot girls like had like the fucking like shorty for life or something like that. And
damn, you have like the same type of chicks since you were 13.
Yeah. Tortoise. But I used to like stare and I'd be like, oh my God, I'll do anything to message you or for you to message me or something like that.
Oh,
The
best, dude. It was so much fun. But remember like if they were away and you would message them and then it would be like a long message.
You got mail.
Oh! Wow.
You got pictures.
Pictures.
I don't remember that
file's
one.
Files done.
Files done.
Goodbye.
That was it.
That just made me hard.
Oh.
File's done. Goodbye.
What was the drop?
Oh, that one. Oh, those two right there.
You got mail.
The kids.
I'm gonna have a stroke.
The kids will
know. Oh, that one.
What was that?
Oh, the ring. That one. Oh, my God. There was like a chick that had ring.
What was that?
I got a lot of doors slammed. That one. Whoa.
You've got pictures.
I never got pictures.
File's done.
All right. I'm going to have a stroke.
Today's kids will never know.
Never understand.
Please shut this off. Please shut this off.
Whoa, dude. Wow.
Yeah, so I won the computer. I used to have a bunk bed at home. I used to have the single bunk bed.
Yeah.
You got to climb a ladder to get on top with a little desk below.
Oh, okay.
And like when you like climbed, it was like all shaky and shit.
Yeah.
And I used to just like spend my night, like have some like fucking cyber sex with a guy.
Nice.
And then climb up top and cuddle with my stuffed animals. That was the life. That was the life of me.
The good old days, man.
Yeah. So 11/11.
Looking back, you know.
I feel like I am a little lucky. I feel like some lucky shit does happen to me and, you know, creating destiny here. So, yeah. I mean, there is something to it. I also do, I don't really believe in horoscopes, but I do get along with Scorpio women.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Whenever I meet them, I like never have to really explain my humor, because you know I'm so dark and shit that I have to. 11/11 is an alert from the angelic energies that you are supported by forces you cannot see. That's what I'm gonna start telling them. Yeah, a couple things in my life also have happened. Like when I wrote a book, I was number 11 on the New York Times bestseller list. I see the number 11 a lot, so I don't know. I feel like it's my luck. I mean, my number 11 was always my sports number. Wait, what was I just
saying? I want your book.
I'll give it to you. It's a little dated now, but
is Keto Warrior?
There's Keto Guido, but then there was like a self help book too.
Okay.
My mom's calling me. I don't know why.
It's your birthday.
Hold on. Let me see what she wants. Hello. Oh, it's my nephew. Let's see if he says hello. Hi.
You know that he's saying Vinny, right?
Is he saying Vinny?
Vinny, I swear to God.
Wow. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. There was a funny meme.
Yo, what? So brutal.
What, hanging up on him? No, you have to. You have to. He's just going to do that the whole time.
He's been begging your mom to call you.
No, no, no.
This whole time. Should I talk to your uncle?
No.
And he's like, hey, grabba, grabba, go. You're like, all right, bye.
This is a year and a half year old. He'll call back in 5 seconds.
Okay.
And he just doesn't stop.
Okay, he's cute.
You have to put it on fucking do not disturb. He has no idea what's going on. He's that guy from Waterboard. It's like, that's what
the wild thornberries. That
yeah,
kid,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Little kid.
It doesn't say anything. Ooh, another Nickelodeon.
Another Nickelodeon man. Another
yeah.
One. Well, in case you get some poon poon, I have a gift for you, a little birthday gift. Pat, can you give me that bag? That little black bag that's on my bag.
Uh oh.
I'm fucking Italian. I don't come empty.
Thank you. Wow, I really appreciate that.
Happy birthday, boy.
I love you had it locked and loaded.
Just in case, it's nothing crazy. You know your boy's poor, but in case you get some poon poon.
What is this?
That's a
Men's Natural Soap, Brick and Brave. Okay, they're not sponsored.
Smell it, sniff it. It smells good. It got a little Gryffindor action. I know you like a little hair. Smells. And I was like, that one smells good.
I used to wear a cologne that used to. It was like a cotton candy.
Yeah.
Wow. I used to wear a cologne that just.
And you're banging out like some birthday poon.
And a candle.
And come on,
love.
I was
candle.
In your crib. I know you. Every Italian guy.
Yeah.
We love a nice little candle. You can't go wrong
with
a candle.
Dude, I love candle. This matches my aesthetic.
And
too.
It's white and it matches your aesthetics. And we'll get a kid sometimes. Happy birthday.
Thank
enjoy.
You, bro.
No, of course. No, for definitely, baby. It. For sure.
All right.
You know, I want you to get some poo poo. I want you to smell fresh. I want you to think of me.
You know,
and by the way, I need to borrow $5,000.
Well, I was going
to
say, we have a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It's going to be wild. Let's go. That's going to be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. So, speaking of the people that. So, I get along with Scorpio women. Because I can be like, I can come off as an asshole, but they kind of get it. They're intrigued by it. They're a little darker and mysterious like me, so they kind of get it. But it was funny. I went to Jenny from my show, Jay Wells. She had a movie premiere. It's called like Devin. I think it comes out tomorrow, which is tonight when this airs, the 12th. Everyone should go watch it. It's really good. I'm really proud of her because she had limited resources to film it.
Uh-huh.
And creating a movie with actors, and it was during COVID, and she put it together as her first one. So
wow.
I'm really proud of her.
Where can you watch it? Is it
I don't know. You have to go to her page, and it's probably on something.com.
Okay.
Oh, no. So she like ran to me right when the screening was done because... Me being an asshole, people think that they're going to get an honest review from me.
Okay.
It's like girls I know, they literally come up to me. They're like, do I look fat in this? I know you'll tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Now I have to fucking lie.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't have to lie. They look beautiful. But Jenny was like, I'm like, what am I supposed to say to you? The fucking movie sucked. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, it didn't.
How was the movie?
It was good. No, it was good. But I'm just saying this reputation has made it so that people want to come to you. For I was being an asshole so people would not come around me.
Yeah.
And now they're come to me for honest reviews because I'm a dick.
If they could make you like it, then that's like, you know,
yeah,
awesome.
That's what it is.
Oh, this guy,
I'm a kind of a contrarian.
High praise. Know? High praise.
Yeah. So yeah, so all is well in the world, you know. Girls are in the DMs saying happy birthday.
Facts.
You know. All right, guys, I wanted to take a quick break from the show to tell you about FitBod, my favorite workout app. Right now, I am big into running. I'm training for a couple of special races coming up. So that means I am cross-training. So I'm running during the week, a lot of miles, but at the same time, I don't want to lose my gains. So I have to make sure that I do get into the gym a couple days a week, but my workouts have to be like really curated because I'm actually just like doing full body things. So I have to make sure that I'm hitting each body part. Nonetheless, FitBod really is helping me with that because I make sure that I'm not just like, oh, let me do this. I'm like, all right, I'm using FitBod for, you know, tracking everything, customizing my workouts. There's 1,000 videos of new workouts you can do for different body parts and making sure that I have an all-around good full-body workout for the couple days a week that I am training. There are other times where people want to weightlift every day. It just depends on your goals, but FitBod will customize your workouts for your exact goals. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket, so you all should definitely check it out if you want to fine-tune your workouts, if you're just getting into working out or whatever you want to do. Sometimes the gym can feel like a lost cause and you don't know what to do, but FitBod, they'll get rid of all that for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been working out since I'm 18 years old. I'm from Staten Island, you know? We do that. Actually, we're born with like a dumbbell in our hand. So I was like doing like tricep extensions with my mom's umbilical cord. Okay, that was too far. But nonetheless, FitBod makes it easy for you. I'm still learning different exercises that I never knew existed. And by the way, sometimes you just need like a little refresher, like, oh, I forgot I could do that. So we all like discounts, and that's what this is here for. I'm going to give you a little call to action right now. We're going to add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Vinny. That is fitbod.me/VINNY for 25% off your subscription. Try the app for free, download it, look around, but you're going to love it. And then you're going to want a subscription and you're going to want 25% off. So make sure you use fitbod.me/Vinny. I hope you all crushed it in the gym. And now back to the show.
There's a new president. New president. President.
Did we know that he was going to win? Did we know? No, we didn't know. Last week was the marathon.
It was like election day. Oh no, it was the day before election.
The day before,
day.
Yeah. We had no idea. So no. Here we are.
Yeah.
And we were all like, yeah, I mean.
And the news cycle is so quick because fucking everybody already did the whole like, this is why he won, you know? So yeah. I'm not going to do that analysis, but.
I got so many of those notifications on my phone.
Yeah. Well, I went through that whole shit with the whole MSG thing and the what's the difference of this, of the. What's the difference of the silent majority? The vocal minority? What do you call them?
The silent majority of people who don't vote.
No. Silent majority is the popular vote. That's what 75 million people think.
Okay.
But they don't really express it.
Okay.
But then the haters are the ones that seem like they're going to be 75 million people, but it's really the minority.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Because I was going to say, you call all these names and blah, 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 you're this, you're that. But then when you see half the country feel the same way and just completely vote for the guy, it's like, okay, not everybody can be that.
Yeah.
You know? So just like I said, when I did explain at that time, like normal people could just vote for Republican or Democrat or whatever too. It doesn't always have to be someone that's radical. I think in this world we think that you have to be, if you vote for someone, you're radical. Mm-hmm. You know, you're either a crazy MAGA extremist or you're a blue hair crazy person, you know. Yeah. Just whatever. So there's normal people. That's the most of the country.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw. We saw just most of the country who just for whatever reasons they voted for the person. But interesting. The most interesting thing to me afterwards was how all of the hateful rhetoric about the guy kind of just switched off right after election day.
Yeah.
So like even Charlemagne was saying this on the Breakfast Club. He was like, we've been calling this guy a threat to democracy, Hitler, fascist, racist, blah, blah, blah. And now the day after, of course, people are still saying that, but the people that fed everybody the information,
yeah,
they're just like, oh, he won. It's not like it's so maybe they never thought that.
Or maybe he's got all the power right now and they're like,
they're afraid of losing, like the SNL sketch.
We got to play our cards right. Because yeah. And then he came out with that video where he's like, freedom of speech. If you don't, if you're getting a, what did he say?
Censorship.
If you're censored, there's going to be a ban. The DOJ, the FBI, there's going to be no more censorship. Like, he's going in.
What he did was, that video was I think, promoting free speech.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be shocked to, and my opinion can change based on actions, but if he did lock up anybody.
Well, he didn't say lock up. He said,
no, because that's what.
Yeah.
Some Democrats do. They lock up people, you know, for a Facebook post or something like
that. Lock them up? Like,
well, the Democrats lock up. They try to lock him up.
Yeah.
If he did it, I'm saying he would be playing the same game. But it should just be anybody can say anything that's not harmful, like actually, like,
yeah,
action, like yelling fire in a theater and shit like that.
Yeah.
So if he did stuff, I don't think he's gonna do it. I think he was calling for non-censorship. So I don't think they have to worry about, can they talk shit about him? I think that his whole career is based off of them talking shit about him.
He doesn't,
I'm just saying, it's just funny how the whole, the rhetoric and the narrative just kind of switched. I'm like, I thought this guy was fucking Hitler, but it's hard to say someone's Hitler, racist, Nazi when half the country, 70 million people, voted for him.
Yeah.
So now you can't really offend all those people.
Yeah, he's the popular guy. You want him. If I'm ABC, you know what? I want you. Come on, ABC. Come on, Good Morning America.
Yeah.
We got the president here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to, now they're all
trying to.
It's
just offensive to call people, you know, all those. I get Trump does like some crazy rhetoric and his bombastic statements and stuff, but you can't call all those people names.
These are
just regular Americans that just, you know, you can call, so assholes are going to be assholes.
You know
what I mean? But, you know, the popular vote showed that and he won. And by the way, as someone who voted Republican, if Kamala would have won, I would have said they cheated. I would have gathered some boys.
Happy birthday to you.
I would have gathered some boys on January 6th. I say,
we're having a rally at the harbor.
Let's take a look. Let's go to the harbor. And then we're going to take a bus and we're going to go to Washington just randomly. I don't know why we're going to Washington.
Hang out over there, you know.
But yeah. So kind of just, I don't know. I just, again, my whole shit was always, you know, just seeing how the legacy media was fucking with everybody, and now I'm just like, where the fuck is the all the shit you were saying before? Yeah. Were you just saying that to get people, to rile people up? Maybe were you, and both sides do it for sure.
It's a boxing match.
Yeah.
It's a boxing match. Yeah. You and me gonna talk shit,
and then
fuck you, Vinny, and then after it's like, all right, Vinny, man, thanks, bro.
Such bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Such fucking.
It's
bullshit.
All bullshit. Shit.
God.
So
damn.
Now you got to suck him off so that you can get some.
Well, no, they're not sucking him off. They're still hating. It's just like,
they're going to start sucking.
I just think that they're like, all right, that didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, because, you know, democracy votes for whoever it wants to vote for. We are the people. The people are the ones that put people in power. They're not God. You know, they're not, we are their representation of us. So they did that, and they did that because I guess they were fed up with, like, you know, just call it how it is. If someone says something wrong or fucked up, just say that, but don't completely spin shit out of control. And you know, because I just love that so many people caught on to it, and they caught on to it because they have different resources of the truth and people that are not biased. The bias shit is just crazy. You can't look at, like, the crazy left-wing bias. You can't look at the right-wing bias. There are good YouTube shows and shit that are just moderate.
Yeah.
And they have people who are Republican and Democrat, and they kind of, like, talk to each other. And, you know, you get to form your own opinion. All my opinions are formed from watching debates.
Yeah.
It's never watching one side.
Yeah.
I do watch the one side once in a while just to kind of hear. You have the Rachel Maddows, and you have the fucking, like, Ben Shapiro's or Candace Owens or something like that. But the best are just watching a debate. And you see, like, someone who, like, I like that Jubilee. You see that where it's like one guy, one Republican versus 50 Democrats.
Really?
And they're just like these, like, fast talking TikTokers. They're like, what about tariffs? What about tariffs? Tariffs going to fuck up the country. And the Republicans, like, shut up. So I do like those. Those are pretty cool. I think that, I mean, just that alternative media space that let people make decisions of their own, you know?
I got nervous talking to some of my liberal friends, like, you know, trying, because being in the middle, trying to say, like, hey, this always happens.
Yeah.
It's a boxing match, whatever. And they'll be like, no, Mike, like, this is so bad. Like, he's a king now. Like, he's going to run everything. Like, my, and you hear them and you're like, oh my God, like,
you really
believe
this.
You start to get nervous. Well, you start because you respect them and you're concerned about them.
Yeah.
So you go, if this person's so concerned, like, well,
no, I feel bad.
I feel this way.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. But I feel bad. I feel bad for those people who, you know, believe that, like, some crazy shit is going to happen, or, you know, just that the president himself has that type of power.
That's what I say.
I don't know. There's three branches of government. There's the executive, legislative, and what's the other one? Oh, the judicial.
Judicial.
You
judicial.
Know?
But I would say stuff like that, and it'd be like, yeah, but they run all of it now. The Republicans are in all of those places.
And like, well, they might, but it's still an act of checks and balances. You know, you can't just have the president just can't like sign.
But that's what I would say.
Crazy things into law, but they've been fed that. You know, someone's talking shit, and again, I just hope that after this, that language and rhetoric gets ratcheted down, only because it didn't get them anywhere.
Yeah.
It got them a huge L.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think now people are learning that you just have to kind of be honest and tell it how it is, and then the people aren't dumb, and they make their own, they gather information and make their own opinions.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are going crazy right now. People are shaving their heads.
Word?
Yeah. There was an article. Women are shaving their heads in protest, I think, of Trump. Look at
come
that.
On,
that
shorties.
That's fake. That's an AI. But the story is real.
Come on, shorties. Why are you doing that?
That's kind of cool, though. It's kind of like Minority Report.
Yeah.
Kind of like The Last Airbender.
Yeah. Or like Kanye's unveiling of a new
shirt
thing or a new shirt.
Yeah.
Fucking Handmaid's kind of tale. I don't know. It's
I know.
Scary.
Why you turn? You're against. You think the country's going to turn it to Handmaid's Tale? Why are you looking like Handmaid's Tale?
Word. Yeah. Word. They're looking.
People are just but really. We're so.
Shorties are doing that. Why? That's
we're
crazy.
So. Everyone's so tribal.
It's showing their power. Yeah. You just want to, you know, show your power in mass.
You also want to join a group. Yeah. Everybody is so. This reminds me of this amazing underrated show on HBO called The Leftovers.
I started reading the book and I
you
stopped,
did?
And I stopped reading it.
Sick show.
Yeah.
Fucking.
They just, people disappear.
2% of the world just disappears one day.
Yeah.
And they have to figure out what happened. Well, they don't have to figure out what happened. The whole show, you don't know what happens. Yeah. It doesn't really get to meta. It doesn't get to, what's the word I'm looking for? Magical.
Yeah.
It just is like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And then you just see the people that are left over, how they handle the situation. And people are trying to cope by some of them kind of join these weird cults.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, turn to drugs. Some of them turn to, you'll go to like a priest that has magical powers to hug you to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And the show is crazy because it's literally what we do as humans.
Yeah.
It's like watching us from an objective point of view of like, we're all just here trying to figure out how to exist. And we do that by religion and cults and politics.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody just has to join a team. And sometimes I think it's harder to be just floating around in the middle.
Yeah, for sure.
I lost all my hoes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pick.
I got no hoes.
You got no hoes. They want to, you know.
The Democrats, they don't fucking, you know, they're mad. They're mad.
Republicans are mad that you're not going to let. Oh, shit, here we go. Wait a second. Guys, there's a change of events. Rainbow just appeared, everybody. Megan Thee Stallion, we forgive you. My poor girl Megan, dude.
I need independent bitches.
Yeah, you need middle bitches. You need great.
I need a different kind of independent. I need a politically independent bitches.
Fiscally in the middle.
Yeah, what happened to Megan Thee Stallion?
Bro, they're trolling her now. Because
something else came out, she used to bang Tory Lanez?
No.
What?
No, they just keep playing videos of her dancing at the DNC or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at this huge L she took. And then the crowd is just like, what's going on? She's like, waka wasta.
I liked it.
I loved it. She's the best. She can't do anything wrong.
I almost changed my vote when I saw that.
Bro.
I did. I started to really go all in on climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do no wrong.
Nah, the celebrity shit didn't really move the needle too much. It kind of was getting corny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now it's really corny since
Cardi B was like, my groceries are hot too. Happy birthday.
She talks like Elmo.
I know.
Cardi likes her. When Cardi saw
I will say that I think they ran the wrong gal.
Which
I think Kamala.
They did a lot of things.
Dude, I think Michelle would have destroyed. Michelle would have crushed.
Big Mike.
Bro. Crushed.
Oh, yeah. She would have
It would have been close still because I think that everyone still was fed up with the mainstream media, like,
yeah,
just completely taking things out of context and feeding them lies.
But she could talk. Michelle Obama could talk.
Political.
She could talk.
Goat.
The goat.
The goat.
People love her. She could talk.
And she would be able to articulate what side she's on, what policy it is. And you know, just... You get a calming feeling from her.
Yeah.
When Kamala talked, I'm like, where is she going? What are you saying? I don't know what side you're on, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to hear a couple things. I just want to hear you want to end wars. Not even that you're going to end the wars. I just want to hear that you want to end the wars, just like you hear RFK and Tulsi Gabbard talk about. And I want to hear that you have a plan to fix the economy.
Michelle would have won.
I don't know.
Woman would have voted. Every single woman would have voted.
We don't know shit about tariffs and fucking oil. Trump's like, we're going to drill. Like, is that easy?
Yeah.
Is that possible? I don't know. Sounds like a plan, though.
We're going to put a straw, okay? We're going to make a giant straw, and we're going to put it in the middle of Alaska.
Yeah. And then somehow your fucking cable bill's going to go down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a plan,
They
bro.
Fucked up. They pulled the Yankees in the fifth inning, yeah.
Would have fucking, like, given a fucking PowerPoint of exactly what's going to happen.
She's been great.
She's calm. She's cool. She's collected. You know, Obama was a genius when it came to just articulating what the fuck he's going to do.
He's fucking shooting threes.
Fucking
Trump wasn't shooting no threes. Yeah. Everybody loved Brian. It was, you know, you know, you had your options, and it is what it is. Fucking, but Michelle's tired.
Michelle would have, I think, you know, she would have moved chess pieces around to kind of maybe get it to be a little bit more progressive in some areas, you know, like whether it's climate change is your thing or other things like social stuff, you know.
You think Michelle killed the chef?
I don't know. Wasn't that guy a really good swimmer? Happy birthday to you. That was weird. That was fucking
weird. That was a weird one. That's a weird one.
Yeah, that was
the chef got killed.
I know. But that's the thing. That's the problem with the right, though, on Twitter is like every fucking thing is a conspiracy theory. Every fucking thing. They literally have like Photoshop pictures of Diddy and J-Lo and Jay-Z in like a tub of oil. And I'm like, this isn't real. But they're like, just in this photo that's fake.
If you look at Michelle's skirt, you see a wrench between her
thighs. Yeah. You see she was holding rope and there's a Band-Aid on his left finger, you know. How long have we been going for? An hour. Wow. You know, I'll cut out 50 minutes of that.
Good.
But yeah, no, I think that we're just, again, we're done with the division. We got to start bringing this country back together somehow. And I think it's just like, you know, I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. Hopefully.
I know.
Shit could pop off at any moment. Again, what I said on that other political podcast, I was just like, you know, we just got to stay out of World War III, and we'll be Gucci. I do like how Trump fucking got rid of Nikki Haley and Pompeo. Those were a couple big war machines.
Okay.
And he said that people thought that he was going to add them to the administration. But so far, it looks like a lot of people are anti-war from what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, again, the Tulsi Gabbard... Her whole campaign was anti-war. RFK is anti-war, even though he's in charge of the health shit now.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing like a sick job like that. So, so far, so good. But we'll see. And we could be wrong. Nothing is set in stone. We have 4 years. Michelle maybe can come back and fucking, you know, steer the ship if need be.
Yeah.
But here we are. We have a new president. I'm 37 years old. I have no hose. Mike got me a candle. And hopefully I get some birthday poom poom. So thank you all for watching. Thanks to Patty Clips. Follow Mike on Instagram. At Comic Mike Figs. Tomorrow night, which is tonight, we have a show at The Stand. And I think the next one that still has tickets left is Helium in Philly. It's December like 10th or 11th or something. I'm going to ask you that too.
Oh shit.
Never been to Philly, never did comedy in Philly before, so we're going to see. And yeah. Like, subscribe. See you guys next week. Love you. Happy birthday. Bye.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.